All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. Leroy, give us another weather update, please, from the Windowplex. Brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping homeowners stay safe this storm season. Visit tornadoroofing.com for a free roof and window estimate. His mic is muted.
It's, I would say 15 gusting, a little bit higher than that. It's getting a little more cloudy here out west. And the temperature is... looks like it might be pushing 90. They say the heat index is supposed to be like 105, 110 this weekend.
The heat index better get me Giannis.
I thought you didn't want him.
I just don't want to lose him to the Celtics.
So it's about the game. It's about the hunt. It's not even about what you catch.
It's the principle.
Yeah. Right.
It's the principle, dude.
It's always the principle.
Exactly. Headlines. Those are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. In Miami, we go to the beach for a little Solcito. And when we want a low price, you save with your Pricito. Save now with your Pricito at Doral Hyundai. Marlins about to get underway here. That'll be on the AM dial for those who want to partake. Some of us have an Otto Lopez prop bet on a homer today because he's hitting the cover off the ball left and right. So that's going on as they will wrap up this series with the Arizona Diamondbacks tonight in the NL. Can I just say something, by the way? I know sometimes I've been accused of being petty, which I don't really agree with. I think I'm reasonable in my beefs. You remember this horse's ass Troy Johnston?
As you say,
the fullback?
No. What?
Who? I have no idea who you're talking about.
He's a right fielder for the Colorado Rockies. Oh, he used to play for the Marlins. Go ahead, Brittany.
No, sorry. He's the one that talked crap about Miami's fans, right?
Exactly, dude. He was. This was Troy Johnston none too long ago when talking about Colorado.
So coming from the Miami Marlins, when I walk around Miami, I never saw a Miami Marlins jersey. I never saw a Miami Marlins hat. I saw nothing of the sort. When I'm walking around downtown Denver, they are really excited about the Rockies. They want the Rockies to be good. This is a sports town. We are trying to put a good product on the field. I think Paul's done a great job of that. I've never seen so many supporters of one team that I've actually been a part of and that I've been on. So this city and this team wants to win, and we're going to try to put the best product every night and do our best to win.
Okay. All right. Cool story. Cool story. Well, the Rockies are in last place. I don't know if you guys know that. Colorado Rockies baseball lately, but they are in last place. And yesterday, well, I don't know if this was yesterday over the weekend, Warren Schaefer, who is their third base coach, he had some thoughts because apparently he's actually their manager now. This was his thoughts on why when they go to Coors Field, there's so many fans of other teams.
Listen, yeah, I get asked this question a lot, not just from you, Patrick. And it's not just the Cubs, man.
Yeah.
Dodgers, it's blue over on that side, because when I coached third base, I would go down there. It was like enemy territory on that side of the field. Cardinals, all red over there. Listen, does it bother me? Absolutely it bothers me. Do I notice it? You absolutely notice it. How can't you notice it? It's loud for the other team in our own ballpark. Now, how much is that on us? I would say all of it's on us. I would say that when we start winning a ton of games, which isn't that far in the future, that the blue is going to morph into purple. I'm colorblind, so it looks the same. But to other people, it's going to be more purple. And I look forward to that day. And the only people we have to blame are ourselves for that.
Accountable? What happened, Troy Johnston? What happened to the incredible atmosphere? Why don't you mind yourself next time, okay? Nothing of the sort. Actually, nothing of the sort is your team this year in last place. Anyway, that was my beef with Troy Johnston, that's been sticking with me since the second week of April. Yeah, loud wrong Troy Johnston. Don't even spell your name right with an extra T in there.
I mean, is he that good for us to even care?
He's having a nice season, you know. Okay. But the point is, just mind your business, dude. All right.
Right.
You know, you catch a lot more flies with honey than vinegar, And this guy, he was spitting vinegar. Unprofessional. So I'm glad that his manager told him to stick a cork in it, basically. Because he basically blamed you, Troy Johnston. I hope you blame yourself. Where all those Rockies hats went. Too many Ohtani jerseys walking around Coors Field for your manager's liking. Whose fault is that? Anyway, baseball.
Baseball.
Marlins about to get going here. The World Cup begins today. Mexico and South Africa at 3 o'clock. You know, I just checked in on my Kalshi app, and I took a little trade ski there, Leroy. I went Mexico to be up by 2 goals at halftime. Come out the gate firing. Got that at 18%. Yeah, we're having some fun. I feel like they're going to be fired up with the home crowd, you know? And then they can, what do they call it, park the bus? That's soccer.
What?
Exactly.
It's dude. A soccer term.
It's a soccer term.
Oh, so they can just sit back and kick the ball around and do nothing?
Essentially, it means that, like, they just play defense. They're not really going for goals.
Yep, but they're going to go for goals in the first half. So that's why I took them on Kalshi.
Thanks, Ethan.
You go, boy.
What do you say?
If Leroy was asleep for the past 45 minutes, would anyone on radio notice?
You hungry?
No,
he was eating during the
he
break.
He was eating. He's
and
at
while
home.
We were coming into the break, into the show.
I don't know what to tell you, buddy. That's kind of what Shreena's point was.
That's good. Yep.
There's no thoughts on anything.
No.
Listen. US play tomorrow, right?
They do.
Okay. I'm not going to say I won't watch. I do watch soccer, right? I'm just not going to, ooh, U.S. plays at 2. I'm going to go and turn on my TV. Like, a lot of us aren't going to do that. I don't know about you guys. I'm just
not. I think
not,
a lot of us are going to do it. It's the biggest tournament in the world.
It is. Not even questioning that. And I'll watch.
But you just said you wouldn't watch.
That's not what I said.
You said it earlier today.
I said I'll watch, but I'm not going to. Like, when you ask me, are you going to watch this? That means that, oh, such and such game starts at 1. I'm sitting in front of my TV waiting for it. I don't.
What is this? Leave it to Beaver? Like, you gather around the television for it to tune in? Tune it on when you want to turn it on. You don't have to go, like, heavens to Betsy. I'm sitting here on the couch. I can't wait for it to be there. Dick Van Dyke is on.
Dick Van Dyke?
I don't know. I just, the old love Dick Van Dyke.
Do they?
Really?
Do they?
Do they?
Do they?
I think they do.
No.
Do they not?
No.
Well, there's that. Marlins are underway, by the way. One out there in the top of the first. Hey, let me tell you guys something. Speaking of that biggest soccer tournament in the world, it gets underway in just a mere matter of hours. And you can trade the entire tournament on Kalshi. Just did it. Mexico, South Africa, got a trade in for the first half of that game. Mexico to be up by over a goal and a half by the time we get to halftime. On Kalshi, you can trade every match from the opening stage all the way to the final. Tomorrow, USA starts up against Paraguay from Los Angeles, and the Stars and Stripes currently trading at 50% to win their opening match. So a $100 trade pays out at $200. We got matches coming down here in South Florida, Uruguay and Saudi Arabia. Uruguay is 68% to win. So a $100 trade gets you $148 on the payout. You can follow the finals, however much longer is left between New York and San Antonio, and all the trade movement of the Miami summer maneuvers on Kalshi. You're trading against peers in a live market, meaning there's no house. And the probability changes, so you can buy in or out of your position. And for a limited time, you download the Kalshi app. Use code Tobin to get $10 when you trade 10. Kalshi, Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. All right, we got a nice little start here for the Liam Hicks with a leadoff single in the bottom of the first, scoreless. Marlins taking on the D-backs, going for the sweep today. Liam Hicks getting it going. He's had a nice little series, getting himself right after a little bit of a slumskies.
Somebody said Tobin watching TV dressed as a chimney sweep.
Do I look like a chimney sweep? I don't really get it.
Me neither, but it sounded funny.
Fair enough.
So why did you say it?
Because
I said I don't
he
get
thought
it
was
it
some sort
like
of a fat shame. That's why.
No. I don't know. I said this, I thought the same thing Tobin did. What does a chimney sweep look like?
Dade Sop says Dick Van Dyke reference. Is that what his job was?
Oh, no.
Well, that was
in
Mary
he
Poppins,
was in the
right?
Mary Poppins.
Yeah, he was a chimney sweep in Mary Poppins.
Yes, he
Mary
was.
Poppins.
Would you believe me if I said I never saw that movie?
See that?
I actually...
And they call me old.
I really actually do believe that you haven't seen it. You haven't seen a lot of movies. This is a report from Lauren Conlin. She says, today, the alleged NBA Mafia Operation Royal Flush case is back in federal court with Chauncey Billups in attendance. Of the 31 defendants, six have already pled guilty. Prosecutors are expected to discuss additional plea deals, trial groupings, and the next step in this massive case. Otto Lopez, back-to-back hits.
So Chauncey was the guy getting people to go?
Chauncey Billups was alleged that he was part of the people getting to go to fixed poker games, yes.
Okay.
Which is why he was put in handcuffs and not coaching the Blazers this year.
Right.
Liam Hicks, a little too intangibles to make that to third, buddy. Otto Lopez got another hit to start, and Liam Hicks tried to go from first to third. Mm-mm.
Not even close.
He just slides very slow. I don't know. They're reviewing it. Maybe the guy whiffed. I think they're reviewing to see if he whiffed on the tag. But I'll tell you what, that throw beat him by a mile. Nah, he's out. They're like, never mind. It's Liam Hicks running. We're good. We're good here. But yes, Chauncey Billups. I mean, if he's attends, yeah, I don't know. He might be the next one to plead guilty. The only guy who has not pled that would leave if he did plead guilty though. That would leave Rozier as the only guy to not plea yet in this case. And obviously they brought even more charges to him. But they're not, I don't think Chauncey and Terry are connected in any way.
Oh, so this was just a big and one they were doing it all over and
yeah,
these a lot guys weren't tied into the same people or whatever.
Not the players. A lot of the gamblers, I believe, were like the people in the underbelly of this. But the big names, like Chauncey Billups' big thing was apparently, allegedly recruiting people to these rigged poker games.
Did Damon he know they were rigged?
I don't. Well, that's what they're alleging. Yes.
No,
they're
but that's it. Like, yes, isn't that a hard thing to prove?
I don't know. It depends. Okay. I don't know. I would say it probably is hard to prove, but if the federal government has all these defendants and people are snitching on each other, I would imagine it's less hard to prove.
That's true.
That's what they want. Like who they can get to the deal first.
Whoever deals first.
Yep.
But the problem is when you have like people that aren't as big a name as say Terry Rozier or Chauncey Billups, if they snitch, like, it's not apples and apples, right? They snitching on somebody that has a lot more to lose. And, like, giving them a deal means nothing. You want
would,
the big
thing. Would agree. Yes, I would think, like, the big prize, like, if you're a prosecutor, the big thing is you want to catch the most famous name, right?
Right.
Like, that's what gets you the headlines. Like, if Chauncey Billups flips on Johnny Two Thumbs, like, I don't feel like that's quite as big a get. It's like, oh yeah, Johnny Two Thumbs was not on the up and up, shocker.
Right.
But if Chauncey Billups, former, a basketball Hall of Famer, former NBA coach, gets time, like, geez, that's, I mean, he's obviously the biggest name in this case.
Wow, stunning, Steve.
He said, should add Fox's name to the case after yesterday's game. Hey, man, you know what? I would never accuse anybody of that. But in today's day and age, nothing surprises
that's
me.
That's the crazy thing. This is what sucks for all of this. The situation with Sorsby, the situation with, the NBA players and all the other guys that have been caught is you're not really accusing them of anything bad, but every time something bad happens, you raise questions, you have doubts. And that's the part that sucks about all these sports, is that when you think of what Terry Rozier supposedly did, every time you see something like that in a game, what you're going to think?
Right. Yeah, 100%.
That's the part that sucks.
Well, it's just because, you know, people always talk about this with the money, and I get it that people don't think that anybody who makes that much money, but like, who knows what nefarious stuff people in the underbelly of that world, who knows what kind of means that they do to get people to do the things they want them to do.
Right.
You know, it could start out as money. It could also then go to extortion. I don't know. Right. That's why you probably shouldn't be involved with Johnny Two Thumbs. Right. You know, it's a scary thing. You get into these kinds of worlds. And look, gambling's fun. I like it. But you got to gamble the right way, which is ridiculous odds for very slim chances of things happening. That's fun.
Right.
When these losers are out there trying to fix the gimmick for unders on Terry Rozier assists, where's the fun in that?
First of all, it's Terry Rozier assist.
Exactly, dude. Who's right. having fun watching Hornets games?
Who, now, my question is that, like, even you right now, right? When you talk about wagering and stuff like that, you're not going to kick the tires on a Terry Rozier type in Charlotte.
No.
You're looking at the games that are on TV, well, the games that... So that in itself would raise an eyebrow.
I mean, you're betting
on Charlotte and you're not in Charlotte.
Do you think that that's ever happened with all the action on the Julian Hill touchdowns that the Hard Rock got? Or do you think that they were like, ah, no, we know that's Tobin?
Yeah, I mean, what, the $100 that Julian Hill got bet on for the whole year?
Yeah, do you think that they're like, yeah, we know who that is. We're good.
And you were betting for the good. You weren't betting him not to get a cash.
I never bet against. I don't bet unders and I don't bet against. I hate it. It's not fun. It's not fun to me. I don't like betting unders. I think it's a weird thing to, because then you're gonna root against
good basketball.
I don't like that.
Or good football.
It's not. You guys do whatever you want to do when you gamble. I'm just telling you, when I gamble, it's not what I root for the most of whatever my team can go for. So if I'm like, oh, I'm gonna root under Bam Adebayo 18 points, like, terrible. I don't have fun.
I would just not bet them. I just don't bet them. Like, if you got to win, I'm going so and so under. I'm like, no, I'm out.
Skip Bayless has weighed in.
Oh.
It's already becoming clear the new face, Wemby, has this in common with the old face, LeBron. No clutch gene. Late missed game winners, missed crucial free throws. He did miss two free throws.
Yeah.
Killer turnovers, disappeared in last night's second half. Zero blocks, zero defensive rebounds, 1 for 9 career late and close.
So, question. Is that okay to go after somebody who's 22 years old and been in the league 2 years like that?
Skip. I mean, he went at LeBron when he was 22 years old.
But like, do we not see, like, that seems a little odd that a man who's in his 60s is going at a 22-year-old like he should be a seasoned vet already? I get it if he says about, if he says it about the beard, right?
Bum.
I could get that, right? That guy's been in the league for 15 years. But to go after a guy been in the league for 2 years, right? Like, I wonder if he has any kids. He would blow a gasket, and a lot of us would blow a gasket if you went after a 22-year-old like that. I don't care what their status is. So, like, yeah, y'all don't find that, like, just odd that a grown-ass man would go after a 22-year-old like that? No?
I don't find it that, like... I will say he is just keeping it to basketball. Like, it's not like he's saying the kid's it's not like he's saying Wemby's a bad human being. He's just saying he's not clutch.
Okay.
You know, like, I think there are worse things to go at. Like, what is the age limit then? Is it when you're 25? I don't know.
But like, these at least usually... give him, like, I just think, I'm just saying 22 is kind of young to already be handling him like he should be a seasoned chiseled veteran already. Like, it just seems odd to me that we think that that's good entertainment, that an old-ass man is going after a 22-year-old and saying, Die, he's set for life. He's a bum. He can all have the clutch gene, just like LeBron.
I mean, he doesn't seem like he's got the clutch gene. I don't know what to tell
you. At 22?
Well, that's not how genes work, dude. You either have it or you
that's
don't.
That's not true. Jordan didn't win till his seventh year. Did he not have it before then?
I don't know.
Jordan's the greatest, right?
Well,
at 22, he didn't win a championship.
He waited the clutch gene.
At 22, Final four. He didn't win a championship.
Final four. Buzzer beater, first playoff series. Eastern Conference Finals championship. And
so Wimby was the first pick in the draft. So he was great wherever he was, too. I'm just saying, like, when we have history to prove.
I think Otto Lopez just stole home.
Really? Great talk.
Sorry. I got distracted. I think he just stole home, though. Oh, no, he didn't. Sack fly. My bad. I was wondering how they scored without a hit. I was talking to you. Xavier Edwards, clutch gene.
Do you want me to give him a minus one?
No.
He did a last segment, so.
So
it was real sports.
So, again, Jordan didn't win until he was like 26 or 27.
Right.
Wimby's 22, right? Jordan is supposed to be the clutch that ever, the most clutch to ever do it.
Yes.
But he didn't do it until he was 26, 27 years old.
Hmm.
Right? So why, like, I don't know if we've taken the best to ever do it and not remembering he didn't do it till his sixth or seventh year.
Look.
And then taking a 22-year-old and holding him in that same.
Did Jordan ever blow a 29-point lead in the finals?
No. Not
clutch.
Because
not clutch.
All right. I can't. Wow. All right.
Hey, listen, I'm not on Skip Bayless' side here.
I sure. What do you think if Skip Bayless would have wrote that about Chuck or Jordan or Pimp and those guys? What do you think would have happened to him?
I don't know. I mean, Troy Aikman at one point, I believe, asked his lawyer how much to punch Skip Bayless in the face. And I think the response was, $2 million.
You know why?
Yeah, he accused him of being gay.
Yeah. Like that's like, yeah. That's entertainment.
I don't know. I don't know how well the book sold, so I don't know if it was entertainment.
You always say you don't know when you
I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. Certainly I don't listen. Troy Aikman is a high standing founder of the Dolphins brass. I root for Troy Aikman right now.
Oh boy.
All right. Big Daddy Troy, what have I told you? That's his name. Take a break. Final segment coming on up. We're back after this. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Tomorrow night, we got a Michelob Ultra watch party as we're going to be getting ready to watch Team USA start off their run in the biggest tournament in sports. It's going to be at the bar in Coral Gables starting tomorrow. 7 p.m. is when we'll set up. So we'll have lots of pregame action before the kickoff gets going. And our friends at Michelob Ultra are going to give you a chance to win tickets to an upcoming world soccer match. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of giveaways. The Michelob Ultra people usually walking around with some swag and beer as well. And it's a great time. So look forward to seeing you all there at the bar tomorrow night in Coral Gables. And look forward to seeing that at 3 o'clock today. We got Mexico and South Africa getting going, and right now we got the Marlins taking on the Diamondbacks in the bottom of the second, and the Marlins are up 1-0 in the first in the bottom of the second after scoring in the bottom of the first.
Dude, they're passing like messages back and forth to the text. They say that's sports radio law. They got to listen to live hot takes at appearances.
Like, that's true. Sometimes not at appearances. Sometimes I have to listen to – sometimes when I'm just out and about, like on St. Patrick's Day, I get told by somebody, you really messed up that Jovich thing, dude. And I was like, it's St. Patrick's Day. And so I had to hear out how wrong I was about Nikola Jovich.
I have people just yell stuff.
But I'm all for anybody who comes to the bar tomorrow in Coral Gables, yes, you could give me whatever sports takes you please. And we could be on Giannis watch together while watching the beautiful game. It's all happening for us. or none of it's happening for us. I will.
Have you figured out whether you're going to take the train?
No, I haven't figured out.
I really don't think that's going to work for him.
He said the train's right by his house, though.
Yeah, but in Miami here, I don't think it's going to be close enough for him.
Don't take the train.
I don't think I'm going to take the train.
That's an hour 30 from your house?
Yeah, everything. You know what the thing is, Leroy? To be honest with you, you get to a point, everything's far from your house. You're not even nothing. What's an hour to an hour 30? It's like it's the same.
I'm like
Miami's
I'm cool.
Far from Miami,
and where so. I live is everything's kind of convenient. Like I can make it to Miami Airport. I can make it to Fort Lauderdale Airport. I can make it to work. I can go up north. I'm highway's right there.
Dilly dilly for you, buddy.
You two have
the highway's there for everyone, but like it's the time that takes.
You know what? You sure you're not a frog? Because you do a lot of froggy things when we're not in front of each other.
It's like I'm telling you, I'm far further. Oh, I have the most convenient house in the world. And great, good for you.
So rude.
That's why he bought it.
It's not. No, I didn't know that we were going to be
you,
here.
Don't lie. You were a math major. You went ahead and you did this whole thing where you found out the right coordinates and stuff like that.
No, but listen, Jennifer, when I was here, we were in the other building. Were we not?
It's down the street.
2016? When did we move over to the
19th.
Yeah. So we were in another building. And keep in mind, we got, a year or two because of COVID. So we didn't even move in right away. Remember the Christmas party they had in the... I didn't go, but...
Well, then why do you remember it? Yeah, I do remember the one that was in the building.
Because they had porta potties.
They did.
That's a big no on my list.
It was the nice ones, though, in fairness.
I don't care.
I was on vacation, so I didn't go to that one.
The big vans are usually classier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
When you say portable potty, I'm out.
Yeah, I don't really consider that a porta potty though. Like the outside van, like the porta potty is a standard gray singlet.
Like at a work site.
That's a porta potty.
Like when on the bridge over there.
When you have the outside van, I don't really consider that a porta potty. You know, there's no blue water that you're peeing into. At least not on the men's side. They got urinals.
All right.
No soccer balls, though, like Mexico does. What a blast it is. Man, they have fun. Top of the third, Marlins are up 1-0. Tyler Phillips on his third inning of work. No slapping himself in the face right now. Just doing business.
No, he slaps his face when he first goes out. I wonder if when he goes in as a closer, he slaps his face to get him fired up. But does he do that? You know what I mean? For a start, we need to find out.
We will find out. We'll endeavor that. Meanwhile, tonight you got the Stanley Cup Final back between the Hurricanes and Vegas Golden Knights, and we'll see what the break is there. That gets going at 8:00 tonight. Series tied at 2 games apiece, and we'll get a couple days off here for the NBA finals. I don't really know how the Spurs come back from this. I don't think you do. You know, maybe they. You know, their coach could be there, very confident. Oh, we've had these leads. We've dictated all this. Dude, some losses are too crushing. I don't know how you feel like you're gonna do that. How you're gonna not? First of all, the fact that your team has had these catastrophic mistakes.
Right.
And you feel like you should be through one. So now I'm supposed to believe that you fix all those things in 2 days and you're going to win 3 straight. I just can't have a lot of faith in that. I'm not saying it's impossible, but very quite unlikely to happen. Why would we have faith that that was going to be the case? The youth seems like it's showing itself. And the Shrouds around. And honestly, you know, I keep mentioning the youth, but this De'Aaron Fox, I mean, the guy's a detonator. To be honest with you, probably should be playing Dylan Harper more.
I mean, I don't know why they wouldn't. He plays better defense.
I think the answer is that
he scores.
Yeah, De'Aaron Fox is an all-star, and he's your $200 million point guard, and I guess, but yeesh.
At what point is it about the money or is it about your job to win games?
Well,
in football, I've had coaches say, once you get the money, that's great. That ain't got nothing to do with me.
Well, that's cool. I mean, some coaches say that, but like not everybody lives up to that these days. Everybody's is going to give you more leeway, especially when you make money. But I think at this spot, you're just like, do I really believe in a 20-year-old that he's going to take over? And obviously, Miss Johnson's not at that point yet.
Right.
People don't trust the young. Which is weird. If you're a young coach, you would think you would trust the young more. But no, everybody's got that pronoun. No, I'm going to go with my veteran. He's supposed to be the guy. And some of those decisions yesterday are just like, holy crap, dude, what are we doing? What is this guy thinking?
He doesn't even seem like he's a seasoned veteran. He seems like he should be on the 22-year-old team.
Yeah, and I mean, like, what's his experience is the one run with the Kings, the beam team. But there's different stakes, man. I don't know what the hell he's doing. And honestly, a series like that, holy crap. I mean, what's coming back from that? Of course, Len liked the Dick Van Dyke reference.
Of course, because
he just goes and proves your point for you.
But I love
what point, Brittany.
The
what
funny
point?
Thing about it is, when Len makes a point, it's usually an hour and a half after we've made the point, and we have to like think when we right. said it.
Yeah, he's listening. He did admit he's listening on delay.
Right.
He did admit he's listening on delay.
You go, boy.
Glad I could write your day.
My favorite is the bits.
Love the bits. Nice little hammer strikeout for Tyler Phillips, and he gets through three innings. Marlins up 1-0. But Tyler Phillips, now he's not slapping himself, but he is yelling. He's just mad at air.
So I always wondered, why does a pitcher get offended if a batter does some stuff after hitting a home run, but you could hip thrust and fist pump and scream and yell when you strike somebody out?
Why? Because people are hypocrites in sports, dude. What do you mean?
All right. That's it.
He wasn't really like boisterous about it. He
no, I know. I'm just up. Saying, you know, I'm just that, not him in particular, just the overall.
See the guy who did the DX chop for the Brewers the other day?
Oh.
His manager was not happy with that. I loved it. More of that. More hip thrusts, more DX chops. That's hilarious.
I think if the success rate of hitting a baseball is so low, why shouldn't you be able to celebrate when you hit one 400 feet? What?
I like what they do in Korea, where there's like pyrotechnics on the bat flip.
Right.
That's baseball right there. Mm-hmm. That's fun. That's fun for me. So, I don't know. But Marlins are off to a good start. They get this sweep and then go off onto the road with Pittsburgh waiting. Man, really very impressive showing right now for Clayton McCullough's boys. To be doing this after so many blows to the rotation. Very impressive. And they're hitting the hell out of the baseball.
That's the incredible thing. I mean, hitting it hard, too.
Yep. Yep. Bringing it, man. So, you know, I'm going to go and open up a bottle of rum and think to myself about...
Oh, you're rumming it?
Yeah, I think I'm rumming it today because I think I want to just like soak my woes in and think about how we're not getting Giannis, you know, and how the Celtics are going to get him.
So you're doing petty, like,
yeah,
doing,
I got a lot like, of things. I just
preempted miserable drinking.
Yeah, I think so. I think I got to have a day of just misery, you know. We'll see.
My goodness.
I think I need a day. I think I just need to, you know, it's been all just sunshine and rainbows too much. It's back to reality, you know, my summer's ending in sadness. That's what we need to be back to,
right.
You know, okay. That's where we're at.
You're so positive. I love it.
Thank you. You know, like, you know, things will get better around 9 o'clock when Love Island comes on. But, you know, other than that, what else do we have? Nothing.
Oh, I can't wait for
Marlins
Sunday.
Game here and there.
Cannot wait.
Leroy wants play-by-play with Love Island.
No, I don't.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, you do.
So send it in the group chat. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not going to give you play-by-play of Game of Thrones.
I mean, I don't care.
Dragon?
Just don't do it for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I just tell you, I've seen not one episode of Love Island. So,
well, get ready for tonight.
You said the same thing about Game of Thrones, by the way, and I will tell you, Love Island, way better than Game of Thrones.
No, it's not.
Okay. Well, you're
wrong.
You
haven't seen it, so how would you know?
It's way better than Game of Thrones.
Way better.
And I'll tell you one thing. It's way better than House of the Dragon. House of the Dragon sucks compared to Love Island. Compared to Love Island? Yeah, dude. Come on. You throw a dragon out there. You got the big dragon. That's all they got. They have a good open. They have a good close. They fluff it for six episodes. Love Island, always strong.
Always strong.
Yep. That's our show for today, everybody. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow. You know, I'm sure his nut water doesn't taste very good.
That was her way of subliminally.
You go, boy.
Nope.
Get off of Mucha!
Giannis.
I see y'all when I see y'all.